This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. The stage is set for voting for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. Elaborate security arrangements have been put in place for smooth, peaceful and incident-free polling. 40 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to the polls in this phase. Out of 40 seats, 16 are in the Kashmir division, while 24 are in the Jammu region. 415 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 p.m. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Haryana, with the polling date approaching closer. Voting for the 90 assembly seats in the state will be held on the 5th of October. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows, garnering support for their party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed a public meeting at Bhavani Khera Assembly Constituency. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a rally at Narayangarh in Ambala, along with his sister and senior party leader Priyanka Gandhi. President Draupadi Murmu has said, law and order is not only the bedrock of governance, but it is the very basis of the modern state. The president said this while addressing a group of Indian Police Service probationers of the 2023 batch who called on her at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. Speaking on the occasion, the president said that economic growth and social development are possible only where the rule of law is upheld. Air Marshal Amarpreet Singh took over charge as the new Indian Air Force Chief in New Delhi today. Earlier, he served as the Vice Chief of Air Staff since February 2023. Air Marshal Amarpreet Singh was commissioned into the fighter pilot stream of the Indian Air Force in December 1984. Air Marshal Amarpreet Singh succeeded Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary, who superannuated today. The Prime Minister of Jamaica, Dr. Andrew Holness, has arrived in New Delhi on a 4-day visit to India. Union Minister Pankaj Chaudhary received him at the airport this morning. This is the first ever bilateral visit of a Prime Minister of Jamaica to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Jamaican Prime Minister will hold delegation-level talks tomorrow. The two leaders have met several times on the sidelines of multilateral meetings. A number of MOUs are expected to be signed, giving a fillip to bilateral cooperation. The visiting dignitary will also call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, as well as other dignitaries, and interact with trade and industry leaders. The Central Bureau of Investigation has arrested 26 key operatives of a highly organized cybercrime network involved in fraudulent activities targeting victims globally. The CBI arrested these accused after conducting coordinated multi-city searches at 32 locations to dismantle a major technology-enabled crime network as part of the larger ongoing Operation Chakra 3. Legendary actor Mithun Chakravarti will be honored with the Dadasaheb Phalke Award at the 70th National Film Awards ceremony to be held next month. Making the announcement in a social media post, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, "From the streets of Kolkata to cinematic heights, Mithun Das' remarkable cinematic journey inspires generations." In Bihar, floodwater entered several new areas today, even though water discharged from the Kosi and Gandak barrages is reaching different river systems. 16 districts, including West Champaran, East Champaran, Gopalganj, Supaul, Madhubani, Saharsa, Sitamarhi and Shohar, are flood-hit in the state. Some villages in these districts are under the impact of a deluge due to a sudden release of water after a breach in the embankments. Relief and rescue operations have been intensified in the flood-hit areas. In Nepal, 192 people have lost their lives and 30 others have gone missing in floods and landslides caused by incessant rains. Home Ministry spokesperson Rishiram Tiwari said that more than 4,500 people have been rescued so far. And in cricket, Bangladesh were 4 without loss in their second innings against India on the fourth day of the second test match at Green Park Stadium in Kanpur a short while ago. Earlier, the hosts declared their first innings against Bangladesh at 285 for 9, taking a lead of 52 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.